Welcome to this daily encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading was written by Lisa M. Samra, and she titled it, God, Our Refuge. The remarkable 2019 movie, Little Women, sent me back to my worn copy of the novel, especially the comforting words of Marmee, the wise and gentle mother. I'm drawn to the novel's depiction of her steadfast faith, which underlies many of her words of encouragement to her daughters. One that stood out to me was this: Troubles and temptations may be many, but you can overcome and outlive them all if you learn to feel the strength and tenderness of your Heavenly Father. Marmee's words echo the truth found in Proverbs that the name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Towers were built in ancient cities to be places of safety during danger, perhaps because of an enemy attack. In the same way, it's through running to God that believers in Jesus can experience peace in the care of the one who's our refuge and strength. Proverbs 18:10 tells us protection comes from God's name, which refers to all of who He is. Scripture describes God as the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. God's protection comes from His mighty strength, as well as His tenderness and love, which causes Him to long to provide refuge to the hurting. For all who are struggling, our Heavenly Father offers a place of refuge in His strength and tenderness. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Proverbs 18, verses 10 through 12. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. The wealth of the rich is their fortified city. They imagine it a wall too high to scale. Before a downfall, the heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to run to You in both good times and times of struggle. May we find refuge and renewal in You. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.